And we know not just what he offered, but whom he offered, himself, his human life. And the three parts, he says, are essential to any sacrifice. Jesus instituted the priesthood. And the purpose of the priesthood is to sacrifice. It is, first of all, corporate sacrifice. A priest represents the church. In fact, he is offering, of course, Christ. He's offering himself to the hands of the priest. He's offering all the faithful, everyone who is baptized. Sisters, I think I should tell you, we distinguish between belonging to the Catholic Church and being a member of the Catholic Church. How would you answer this question? Who belongs to the Catholic Church? All the Molto bene. Very good. Every baptized person. Some Lutherans are shocked. In fact, in teaching these parts in their seminaries, I would tell them, my dear fellow Catholics, they laugh. Stop laughing. You don't appreciate it, you don't know it, but you belong to the Catholic Church because you're baptized. You're not members. Who is a member of the Catholic Church? Yeah, the whole thing, right? We believe what the Catholic Church teaches, and the mind who obeys, remember, with the will, and then who does what a Catholic is expected to do as a Catholic. Okay. So, the priesthood, therefore, was instituted, we say, Catholic priesthood on Holy Thursday night, and ended Good Friday afternoon. Now, since Christianity was established, at the beginning what we call, the Christian era. By the way, I did look that closely. Here's easy. The mosques are behind some kind of a stone wall. Now, I've done secret work, as I think I told you, for the Holy See. But I would like to read the inscription on the mosques here in Calcutta. Do they have a date? In any case, as you know, the Muslim year begins when? 622 A.D. See, they subtract 622 years from our year. That's when Muhammad started Islam. He died in 632. Well, since Christianity began, the non-Christian religions that had existed before Christianity, they all have some form of sacrifice, I repeat, depending on how much they have been Protestantized. Thus Judaism. Judaism has no priests. Question. Zachary, the father of John the Baptist, was he a rabbi or was he a Jewish priest? He was a Jewish priest. And of course, God made sure that John the Baptist was born into a priestly family. Am I clear? With the destruction of Jerusalem, as I've said before, and the destruction of the temple, by now you think that Jews would have erected who knows how many temples. But no. Zero. In fact, who knows the Jewish name for the Bible? We call it Old Testament. What do the Jews call their Bible? What does Torah mean? Law. Law. Am I clear? Law. The Pharisees, remember, were experts in interpreting the law. And over the years, in teaching Judaism, which I have, one of my published books is one pretty big book on Judaism. They have their commentary on the Torah. It is called the Talmud, T-A-L-M-U-D. And the Talmud that I used was 28 volumes. I'd say at least 18, maybe 20 inches high, 2 inches thick. And all these books are the commentaries on the Torah. It's the law. An Orthodox Jew, they use the word Orthodox, but they don't mean what mean me by Orthodox. For us, Orthodox means one who believes in what Christ has revealed. Orthodoxy in Judaism is strictness in keeping the law. In the Talmud, the Jews are told how many steps they can walk on the Sabbath. And you can't imagine all the kind of food they may not eat. One evening, I had dinner with 3 Jews, father, mother, and daughter. And the reason for the meeting was because he had a second daughter and she became a nun. She converted the Catholic faith and became a nun. Her family thought she was crazy. So, first the father and I had a meeting in a Jewish restaurant. He paid for the meal. That's pretty important. I'd like to have you convince me that my daughter is not crazy. So we talked, but I didn't convince him. He said, you better meet my wife and other daughter. Then we had dinner. And as we sat down, they told me, what to tell you? We are Jews by culture, but we are atheists. So I said, well, if you're atheists, then before we start eating, let's pray. did a great big sign of the cross. Our Father, Hail Mary. I preached for maybe 3 minutes.